Hey, what's good? It's your boy Rike going by EA. I'm one half of the podcast called Carolina Kings. My other half, my boy Chuck Ruff, aka Chuck Too Nice, is also the other half of the Carolina Kings. And hey, we just want to let you know that we're just doing a little bit of current reviews and discussions about it and adding a little bit of twisted humor to it. So we hope you enjoy it. If you don't, let us know. Always room for improvement. But hey, check us out. Every week, we'll be dropping new stuff every week on current events, issues, and whatever's going on. You know the vibes, Carolina Kings. We are back.
We are back, baby.
Like we never left.
I'm glad to be back. It's one of my favorite nights of the week.
Other we already know. What's on Friday? Oh, it's Friday. That's right.
Yeah. What's on Friday? It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's Friday. I thought it was going to be like, it's Freestyle Friday, bro. That's why.
No. My little Chuck be waking up talking about, it's Friday. It's Friday.
Hey.
Yo, it's your boy Chuck. You nice, bro. 803 South Cat representative.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's EA holding down for Raleigh. You know what I mean? 919. It's Carolina Kings. You already know the vibes.
Y'all already know, man.
We got sure.
To talk about it tonight, baby.
Yeah, but just want to apologize to the, our listeners for not having an episode for y'all last night. I mean, last week. You know, shit happened, things happen. But, you know, we don't make a habit of that. We try to pump that out every week for y'all. So, you know, don't. Keep it going and keep it moving. They got to stay sticking with us, you know what I'm saying?
We're back at it.
Hey.
And guess what? Chuck Too Nice got a who got their ass whooped tonight, too.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well,
stay tuned.
I know everybody want to hear that, you know, but just want to make sure we start it off right. Excited, huh?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if we'd be remiss without mentioning that Vernon Jordan. Civil rights leader made transition earlier this week. But people don't know, he was a civil rights attorney responsible for helping to segregate the University of Georgia by personally walking in two students, Hamilton and Hunter, into the University of Georgia. I think I want to say like 19. Can't remember 1967. Either way, instrumental in that regard, and then he went from that to being the CEO of the president of the Urban League after Whitney Young passed away, and then from that he went to being on executive boards for different Fortune 500 companies like Xerox, Revlon.
Xerox, for real?
Yeah, he was on the board of Xerox, Revlon, like a bunch of them companies.
For real, dang.
And after that, he became like a confidant and advisor to President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton in their runs for presidency. Also, he was an advisor to Barack Obama, too. So, you know, just a very important dude like that didn't get talked about a lot.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I didn't know that. Also, Herb Cross passed away, I think, Sunday. Yeah, you know, he's a pro defensive back in the NFL, played for Philly, I think, for like 6 years. But more importantly, he was the first African American analyst on national TV with CBS Sports. So he paved the way for a lot of African American analysts, sports analysts now, man. Condolences out to his family. So he was 81. I don't know if I said that.
Oh, no, he didn't, but yeah, definitely. And I want to say I'd say to him, you know, this transition, and also to Vernon Jordan, who was 86 when he passed. I know I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Ray was 6'4", too, and a lawyer. He played no basketball, you know.
Man, bro.
Yeah. But, hey, that's pretty tough. What are you, what team do you play for? You see him on the planes. You know that.
You already know that. It's that brand, he probably sitting in first class, and he's like,
"Oh,
We ain't gonna say who probably asked on that. We already know. What sport do you play for?
So what I'm saying, Cucamonga Cracker Killers.
Exactly.
Oh man, crazy.
Rich.
I'm out here rich, girl.
I'm rich.
Ask me some questions like this.
What wrong with you?
Oh man, I want to be rich one day, but I just know I'm gonna change. Like, that's a bad person. I just hate when people say, man, if I got all that money, man, I'd be the same person. I wouldn't change. Chuck Ruff, bullshit. I know that's why I ain't no man right now. God knew what he was
doing. Oh,
he gonna bless me a little bit more and I'll make a little bit more money, but I ain't gonna be like filthy fucking like that. He already know.
You gotta show you can handle it. You gotta be a good steward of what you already got before you get you some more.
I ain't talking about like changing in a bad way. I'm talking about change. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying?
What you mean, bougie? You gonna be worse? Like, you're already pretty bougie. It's gonna get worse.
I mean, I ain't gonna be like bougie, like, don't touch me, nigga, no shit like that, bro.
Unhand me.
Put some hand sanitizer on before you touch me, nigga. No, ain't gonna be no shit like that. I ain't about to be walking on no damn roses in there like them.
So what you talk about then? You tell me what you're not gonna do, but you say you're gonna change. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna be like?
Okay, I might do some of that stuff, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Whoa, you too close, you know what I'm saying?
Not a truth come out. Truth comes out.
First class on the airplane. I want my drink before y'all even start seating.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. Okay. Very much so. I'm glad you know it.
That shit wasn't even in my notes, bro. That shit crazy.
No, just you're speaking from your heart right now. It's okay.
I'm ignorant, bro. That shit bad. I don't want nobody to ask me change for a 20. I was a motherfucker with, you got change for a 20? Nigga,
cash.
20 is change where I'm from.
20 is change. A motherfucker, can you buy that? Oh, shit. I don't know why that just reminded me of that scene from the Met. He was breaking out of numbers.
Oh my God.
Can you buy that?
Can you buy that? Who sampled that shit? Somebody sampled that in the song.
Yeah, they did.
I think it was like Ludacris or somebody.
Motherfucker, can you buy that?
It
didn't hit, so I didn't even think we needed to say what name it was. My bad. No, it's fine. It's already out there. Now. Can't take it back. No time.
But I heard a sample of that shit out there. Motherfucker, can you buy that?
Buy that.
Yeah, I think everything.
I was so mad when Ludacris kind of fell off though, because it was like he still was getting good beats. His beat selection was still fire. But the rhymes was like, okay, so you make movies now, huh?
Man, that nigga had that with Hollywood.
Yeah, you make movies now.
Even on Instagram, he did put out a nice little freestyle on beat. It was a couple weeks ago.
Was it on Friday? Good. Was it a Freestyle Friday? Okay.
No, nigga, it wasn't a Freestyle Friday.
Okay.
Early 2000 ass nigga. You're showing your age, nigga.
I damn sure am.
Some kids out here like Freestyle Friday. What are you talking about?
Why you keep saying that?
These motherfuckers don't even freestyle no more.
Nah. It's not. Why would you freestyle something that's a hustle? It's a lick, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything's a vibe or a wave.
Pretty much. They get their shit and they get the hell on.
Imagine telling Barry Gordon, you it ain't the right vibe, you can't record tonight.
I don't like that beat. I'm a rock star. I can't use that beat. What?
Hey man, I create the waves. I don't ride the waves. That's all I smoke. Exactly. I can't do that. It's Marvin selling. That's all I smoke. I can't do that. I create the waves.
If you don't
get your ass in that booth and start
humming or something. Yeah. Fucking skip a jump rope, something in that motherfucker.
Something.
Talking right here. Get your contract cut up.
Oh my God. I cannot imagine Barry Gordy or anybody had back in the day having to put up with these artists like this.
A lot of it, a lot of this art, these artists and shit now is just a get rich quick scheme.
Yeah.
Get rich. Boom, boom, boom. And they, we won't be seeing y'all. In the next 5 years, you won't be here.
Nah. Definitely won't. Now watch me. Now watch me, Nene. Now watch me. So.
Hold on, ain't that the one dude that got locked up?
That's why I said it. Not because he got locked up, because that was just one hit. That was it.
One hit. I thought you were talking about, yeah, that nigga done been in some trouble. See, that nigga went Hollywood too fast. He's like, you got one song, bro. And you out here wanting to whoop bitches' ass and high speed chasing Ferraris and shit.
My nigga doing it. Charlamagne says because he came to the Breakfast Club interview late and they wouldn't put him on. Ever since then, it was downhill.
Oh, I mean,
they told him, he told him, we'll see you in your next hit. Never came back. Never saw him.
Oh, they jinxed him, man. They hit the nigga with the cursey curse.
Yeah. So, like, when you talk about somebody shooting free throws, why they shoot free throws, say, he's a 99% free throw shooter. He's not way he's going to miss this.
For the game winner. That boy, brick.
Yeah, boy. Clang it. Over there building houses.
That's bad. Yeah, that is. That is fucked up. Damn, he came late. Yeah. Man, you can't be late to no shit, bro. What's wrong with him?
Nothing like that. Well, yo, you know, you.
It's radio. It's radio and it's your career. They on the damn. They're on a schedule, bro.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was going to find that word. Yeah, they on the schedule. Got to be on time.
Bro, don't do that, bro.
I'm just saying, it's like you're struggling to find it. Really, they on the tip of my tongue. The thing where you kind of go through stuff on time and place to place. Yeah. It's a schedule.
Yeah. Something you not on right now, motherfucker. You work from home and shit. Oh. You ain't know.
No, I am on a schedule, sir. I work my scheduled hours. Don't do
that. Okay. I'll let you slide on that one.
Right. I work my scheduled hours. I am available when I'm supposed to be available.
Okay. Yes, man.
So, hey. Oh, man. Anyway, FBI director spoke a couple days ago and actually came out his mouth and said that the insurrection was a domestic terrorist event and the people that was participating in are considered domestic terrorists. And in fact, domestic terrorism has been on the rise in the as of late, which I don't think that's true at all. That's a lie, but it's always been there. We're saying that it's one of the number one issues to our homeland security, domestic terrorism. Like, okay. You know, they're trying to talk spicy, huh?
Spicy.
Okay. Spicy for them, mayonnaise folks. That's spicy.
Shit. Damn, I'm about terrorists. They are terrorists. Motherfucker. They all need to go to jail.
Yeah.
Locked up.
Yeah.
Throw away the key.
Yeah. They're saying now the people that they already in the caught or apprehended, like a little over more than a third of them are like either former like law enforcement or military.
Oh, for real?
Well, not former, but either in the military or in the military. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I got you.
Yeah. Like, they said, so, I mean, that already points to the fact that we are, well, we as black people are dead.
Yeah.
I
mean, dang.
Racism, it was set up to catch niggas and catch your property.
You know? Yeah, pretty much.
And I know with you being in the military, you can speak to this. I mean, for most white folks, that's like the last resort. Like you can't, if you can't do nothing, if you can't get right in life, you guess you're going to the military.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, they best and brightest ain't going to the military.
Unless you're going to be an officer. Other than that, most of the time, it'd be their last resort.
And they still going to look at you like Donald Trump look at people in the military. I just don't get it. Why would you? What did you get it from it? I don't get it. Why would you go to the military?
Yeah, I mean, like, because a lot of people don't understand the military. Like, it's a job. You go in there, you get a job, they send you to school for it, you get paid. You're not paying because you're going to school and they pay you to learn your job. And they send you to whatever base for you to do that job and get paid for it. Everybody that goes to the military is not shooting guns and fighting. That's the
way. Everybody go to the military, ain't rocket scientists or geniuses either.
Hell no.
Yeah. You're right. It's a mixed bag. It's a mixed assortment. But I just know my experience. People, white folks I've met that were in the military, they seem to be on like the bottom end of the spectrum.
It's a good bit of them. But most
like have never seen a black person in their life except on TV. Like the first black person they seen in real life in the military.
Most of them, a lot of them that I did meet though, either they dad or granddad. Uncle, somebody else was in. They got like family was in the military, so they joined too. That's what most of that's what most of them are. They're like second or third generation military vets. But you like do have a good bit of, you do have a good stuff like that. But you do have a good bit of them. That's just they last. They can't really do shit else. They done gave up on everything else.
Yeah.
Instead of using their opportunities to prosper in life, they decide to take the military route.
I'm just saying, man.
Then you got some you got some of those really badasses that go into the Navy SEALs and Air Force SEAL and all that bullshit. Y'all can have that shit. I thank those guys, because I could never do it. Fuck that.
Thank you for your service.
You're not about to drop me in the woods and talk about I gotta catch a rabbit and eat and survive. Nah, man. I'm straight.
What you mean? You can't hunt? Come on now.
Can't hunt. Yeah, that's game, bro.
The silence set it off.
I will go to. Let me go to the cat. Let me go to the DFAT. Let me go to the calf. And get
this. They ain't got no calf. They ain't got no canteen out here in the woods.
Let me get that. Let me get that steak. First off, for breakfast, let me get the ham and cheese omelet. Let me get that.
Looking like an omelet.
Lunch. Let me get that grilled ham and cheese. And dinner, let me get a steak.
See, that's why your ass got a tummy and not a stomach. Right there. Eating all that shit.
Going out in the woods talking about catching and shit.
Oh my gosh, bro. Alright, well, thank you for the other prime military vets who risk themselves and go out and do that kind of stuff.
Hey, you know, Chuck, I appreciate it.
Sitting in the air conditioning.
I done met a lot of them.
Playing paper football and shit.
I done met a lot of them. I said, hey, man, we got y'all when you get back. I was electrician, bro. We got you to get back, man. Got the power hooked up for your Xbox. Got your AC hooked up. Everything hooked up. You good. We get back. We got you.
Y'all handing out free surge protectors, man? That's what you're doing.
Hitting about it all, sir. Protectors and everything, bro.
Got y'all when y'all get back. That's like when you play football and a lineman tell you get beat off the line, talking about look out. Look out blocks, yeah, bro. They'll get you on the next time.
Watch out. Yeah, that's that bullshit.
Hey, watch out, QB. What? Wow. Done.
Yeah, that shit been crazy.
Oh my gosh, man, you wild for that, though. But speaking of QBs, I guess that's a good transition to sports. Let you kick it off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, you want to talk about Carson Wentz? I mean, I got that.
What is it to talk about?
He's going to the Colts. He got that traded there for a 2021 third round pick and a 2022 second round pick.
Damn, they couldn't get a first round pick.
Bruh, that's what I hey, that's what I seen. That's a god. Damn, they didn't get a first
round. You want to talk about him? I didn't think it was in the talk about.
I'm just glad he gone so Jalen Hurts can go ahead and eat. You know what I'm saying? Black quarterback. You think they're going to draft a quarterback? That'd be fucked up.
Draft another quarterback or, you know, all these other disgruntled quarterbacks out here and happy with them.
Ooh, like I talked about in a couple podcasts ago, Russell Wilson, man.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that man said, man, I'm tired of getting hit. Y'all need to have me in the room when y'all trying to pick these people, get me some offensive linemen. I don't blame him on that shit, bro. Dude, he do get hit.
Right.
And he always
on the run this play. I'm gonna run this play to this play. I was running for my life.
And he always on the fucking run, throwing the ball and shit. He'll never get to set his feet and throw.
Man, Russell Wilson play football. It's like watching the movie The Fugitive.
He be running, bro.
Oh my god.
And it's crazy because he can throw that bitch off the run like that shit too. So that's what makes him dangerous. But at the same time, if he had an O line where he could just sit there and survey the field. He's gonna eat you up, boy. But guess what?
See, that's why I don't be thinking that Russell Wilson is on square like that. Anybody who, any black dude can run like that and throw on the run like that, nah. I think he used to be bad, but then, you know, like, he straightened his life up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Got some act right. That's too much nigga-ness, right? Come on.
Yeah.
Run fast, jump high, on the run. Oops, excuse me. Nah.
You've basically been, like, star quarterback everywhere you know went to. Okay.
Right. And play baseball.
And baseball, yeah. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can say what they want. Man got stupid paper. Got him a family. Hey.
Yeah.
And he balls out too. Got Super Bowl.
Don't pull out either. He ain't pulling out of that.
Nah. I mean, it's his wife. Why?
Well, not the
why would he?
Yeah. Right. Hey, my wife.
He got the bread to take care of him too.
And somebody else's kid, too.
Well, and somebody else's kid, right?
Yeah. And you talk about Russell, you got to talk about Deshaun, man. Deshaun got all the leverage and power right now, bro. Remember I brought that
up? Oh, yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah,
yo, we back from break. Sorry I was so abrupt. You know, I don't know if it was the men trying to shut us down, make us take a break, or, you know, they didn't want to hear what we had to say, you know, because we were speaking from the heart, or Chuck Tubby was at the got tough.
You said what?
Hell, it was Chuck Tubby.
And a grown man should have tummy.
You got a tummy, you ain't got no stomach.
Anyway,
we'll be back.
Yeah. Talk about not watching. Because,
Oh, yeah, but you cussed me out. Nah, Deshaun, bro. He got all the power in the situation, bro. Deshaun told the coach he ain't played, told him to go take a seat, like, bro, parts of the bus, you know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna happen for you, play. Well, I'm sorry, you know. Told him how he felt.
Yeah, he did. He went and told him, I'm not playing here next year.
Nah.
What you want? Might as well try to get something for him.
Yeah, you see, man, this goes like these franchises, these organizations can't keep playing, acting like in 1985, like fuck salary cap. Right?
Exactly.
Like, they get upset, like, it's personal when the player wants to make demands or do things like, oh, you don't want to do this. But it was just a couple seasons ago trying to trade that man for the same draft. Baker Mayfield was coming in at number one pick.
Yep. That's how they
do. He said something about it. You tight? Like, well, you want to leave? I ain't going to let him leave. Like,
yeah.
You're not my bitch. You're not my wife. Why you acting like that?
But at the same time, when they ready to get rid of your ass, they can scrap your whole contract at any time and just send you all your way.
Right, and if you act up and have some grievances, and you the problem, you're a professional. Like Draymond said,
That's business.
That's business.
No, it's not what that is.
But that's why also these executives and these franchises might have been leery about having black quarterbacks in the first place. I mean, it's a theory of mine because, I mean, look with everything going on. It's like the perfect storm. You got all this influx of black quarterbacks and talent at that position. And then at the same time, you know, coming along, boom, you know, COVID this summer with George Floyd, you know, taking and doing their own thing, having their own agency. And they already seen basketball players doing it for a few years now. So yeah. I think it was scary that the fact that they wouldn't be able to control a black quarterback. They said they can't relate to them or wouldn't be able to think they're smart enough. But the thing about it is they wouldn't have the same control.
No, that's what the problem is. They wouldn't have the same control because you're gonna sit and say you don't think he's smart enough.
But that's a lie.
Serious? Yeah. Get out of here.
Small enough to birth your baby, small enough to run you whatever you want us to do. So, you know, organizations or whatever labor you want to do, we're smart enough to do a whole bunch of stuff. That's just a cop out. And that's why they also not letting them be executives, you know, or be head coaches like that.
No, nope.
You know, it's the control thing. That's really all it's about. That's really all it's about. It's like, I guess they kind of like it. It's, you know, it's their own personal little flight thing. Because they real businesses, they make money from. That's their real business. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
This stuff right here is like their little play around money, play around stuff. And so you're not going to come in and say, I'm playing around a hobby and tell me how I got to do what I do in my hobby.
Yeah, exactly. That's
what you kind of do when your hobby becomes a business. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's all business. Call it a hobby, whatever you want. But end of the day, it's still a business. They might be football players. They still your employees, bro.
Yeah, they still file taxes with them with their W-2s to get.
Exactly.
And nobody out here playing for charity. Don't do this for fun.
I know, right? But shit, since we still talk about quarterbacks, man. You saw Cam Newton had a football camp. And little bro tried to show off. Bruh.
Yeah.
I talk a lot of junk about Cam Newton. That's only because he's with the Panthers and you like him.
Because you hate
him. I'm all for a black quarterback, dog. That man, bro, first of all, it's his camp. So you shouldn't be talking no junk to him anyway. You doing that to show out in front of your friends.
Your fantastic friends.
You need to check this man stats going from college all the way up to now, bro. You can't just go by off this one little year he had last year or the couple years before that. You better check this man's stats. Don't sit up here and try to flex in front of your little friends talking about you're a free agent, all this junk like that.
Going somewhere else with that. I think he's done everything he's trying to never accomplish.
Exactly. And that's the reason why he said, man, where your dad at? He actually where your dad at?
Right. I'm done talking to you. He really should have hit him. Where's your father?
Yeah, you're at my camp, bro.
Right, you're at my camp, bro. And then he went down and broke it down like, what did y'all do today? How did you play?
Well, let me see some tape from you. Let me see what you did.
Had no retort, bro.
Yeah,
you know how that is. That's life right now. Everybody's super
tough. Born
real quick till you press them.
Yeah, he's born in the 2000s, bro. You know they ain't got that. About that.
I mean, he's a kid though. You know they're gonna do that stuff. Yeah. You know. I mean, they shouldn't. And I know coming up, I ain't even had the gall. The gumption. I know I was a little mouthy when I was growing up. I can't speak to nobody else, but I damn sure I'm not gonna say nothing like that to no adult, especially the person who running the tent. Like, you know, the name, my shirt got his name on it. I ain't been like that.
Exactly. Come on.
What's wrong with you? Who raised you?
Who raised you, man? Exactly. Look, my nigga TK Kirkland said, Who raised you?
Exactly.
That's why he asked where his parents is. I need to talk to this nigga daddy because this man, he got me fucked up.
And if I want to square off or just haul off and just give him a quick one, I can get it to the dad. I can't do nothing with his kids.
Yeah, exactly. So that nigga needed to be hit, bro. Yeah,
where's your dad at so we can go ahead and shoot the fair one real quick? But get the squabble on, as they say in LA. Squabble.
Ooh, get that squabble. God, man. That should do something like some fighting junk. But what we was talking about, as far as like them not giving, like they really don't get black coaches. And you got like 1 or 2 years, bro. If you don't do none of that, they getting rid of your ass. You know what I'm saying? You know how that goes. Because the Hawks just fired their coach, Lloyd Pierce. Bro, I was like, because when I saw that, I was like, hold on, bro. I could have sworn the Hawks just got a coach, bro.
Right.
Yeah, now it's been 2 full seasons. And they was rebuilding. You know what I'm saying? They was in the rebuilding stage. They didn't even give him a chance to rebuild the team. Give him a few years to, you know what I'm saying, rebuild the team. But you fired the man already? That's where it comes to saying that, I mean, the owners and them, they can just, they play around, do whatever they want. They can fire you, see you, whatever. But as soon as you say you want out of your contract to go do something, you ain't loyal to the franchise.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be fighting with him like a little Chris and Chris, a little Chuck fight right now, squabbling. they come with some shit like that. Right now, play all that noise in the background. Exactly. I'll be, what you talking about, bro?
And it's messed up because they let the man run practice Monday, and then Tuesday you want to call him in there.
Yeah. Gonna have to let you go.
Yeah. We're going to interim coach. I guess I think the interim coach, pretty sure he's white.
Going a different direction.
He has a lot of experience or whatever. Okay, whatever you want to say about that. But this weekend we got NBA All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
We got
COVID All-Star in COVID capital.
Pretty.
Of the United States.
I don't understand that shit. It was in the ATL too. But
Atlanta been open. They ain't never shut down.
They ain't never shut down, nigga. They wildin'. They wildin'. Them in Florida straight wildin', bro.
The motherfuckers like the Goonies. Goonies never die.
Goonies never die. The motherfuckers in Florida said, "We know coronavirus out there. We just going on with our lives, man." I said, "What?"
Hey,
more power to you, bro. Fuck.
What?
I ain't taking no chances with that bitch, but
them motherfuckers jump out of airplanes with no parachutes, too.
No parachute.
Got to be more careful.
I guess they think the ground made out of trampolines or some pillows or some bullshit. But you got Team LeBron versus Team Durant. And I guess I could read. I ain't reading no fucking starters, man. Y'all pretty much know they are. I will give a shout out, though, to the damn. The first time is Julius Randle and Zion.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That boy Julius Randle for the who? Oh, we play for it again.
Start lining up them being there, but it is. Okay. What's his name? But Anthony Davis, he hurt, so Devin Booker taking his spot.
He been hurt for like 2 months, man.
Ain't been hurt that long, nigga. Calm down. But the 3-point contest is gonna be dope.
Booker got it by default.
Yeah, Devin Booker and Steph Curry gonna be in the 3-point contest this year. That's gonna be dope. At least they.
I saw they got Zach LaVine in there too.
In a 3-point?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he shot jump shots. I just thought he's dumb.
Hey, he actually been balling this year though.
Yeah.
He been balling. Yeah. I saw that guy. Yeah, he was balling. I ain't gonna lie.
I watch sports like an old middle-aged white man. 50-year-old white man. I don't be know. Who's that again? What's his name? Where you go to school?
And you know what's crazy, bro? I saw somebody post on Facebook, like, we got to start learning these little niggas anyway, bro, because, like, Steph Curry, James Harden, all them, bro, they, like, 32 no. LeBron them all like 32 and up, bro.
They old now, bro. They getting
ancient. 5 or 6 more years, and we're going to have to really know who niggas is because it's going to be all them young boys, Zion and all them, Jack and all them.
I'm telling you. Damn. You know Vez and Tucky be putting me on. I'd be like, man, what happened? Oh, okay. I guess.
Yeah, you got to do that. What that saw on ESPN.com, bro. I know it was actually big on it was big on ESPN right before the Super Bowl because Andy Reid's son, Brent Reid, you know, he had got in that car wreck.
Mm,
yeah. Like 2 days before the Super Bowl because he's the assistant coach. Before the Chiefs. With his dad or whatnot, but he had gotten a car wreck. And it was the little girl in the car, Ariel Young, she was 5 years old. She was really hurt in that car wreck. But she was in the ICU, but she was in a coma too, so she finally woke up, but she can't talk.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good she woke up, but she can't talk anything or walk.
Oh.
So the doctor thinks she's gonna have permanent brain damage and probably be in a wheelchair for the rest of her life.
Wow.
Hopefully, I've seen stories though where doctors said people gonna be in a wheelchair for the rest of their life and go through physical therapy and all that stuff, and they actually learn how to walk again. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that that's. I'm hoping just her legs, this stuff, like her life wouldn't change like that in 5 and it can never be the same again. I mean, I know it's not going to be the same, but like some kind of norm to which you don't have to be in a wheelchair, but
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because their lawyer finally, the lawyer for the family finally came out and talked about it. So basically, what it was she was in the car with her parents, and they were going to help another family member who had ran out of gas on the side of the interstate. I mean, this just this wreck didn't just happen like two cars just hit each other. They was on the side of the interstate with their lights on and emergency helping out a family member get gas, and that's when Reed, that's when his SUV, that's when I think he was driving a pickup truck. He struck both of their cars. They showed the pictures and all. I mean, he hit the car the little girl was in. She was in the back seat. He hit the back of their car, bro. It don't even, you can't even tell it was a car except for the front part. All you see is like the hood and the steering wheel. The rest of it gone. I was like, you serious? So, of course.
But it was like on the shoulder, right? On the side of the highway, right?
Yeah, it was on the side of the highway.
How you do that? He was drunk?
That's what I'm about to get to, bro. So, he told the state trooper that he had like 2 or 3 drinks and he was on medication Adderall. So.
Oh, yeah. Should be done. That's it. Case closed.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, that's what the lawyer said. They going to fight to try to get the highest sentence possible. What? Yeah, he said they would fight. So I forgot the guy. Some white dude. I forgot his name. But he said, hey, we gonna, he needs to be behind bars. Pretty much.
Nobody died, though, right?
No, nobody died.
Okay. So they can't do, like, vehicular manslaughter?
Nah. He won't get
charged. It ain't manslaughter. It'll be something else.
No.
Damn.
What's bad is, man, I read Reed, he done had DWIs before in the past. Yeah. So, repeat offender, and he don't have they didn't have all of the toxicology reports yet, so that's why the lawyer didn't want to put out anything about him.
Too much information.
Yeah, he just said that he told the police he had 2 or 3 drinks, and he was on medication.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, I just hope she can recover. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. At this point, it's more imperative that the little girl is able to make a recovery. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some type of quality of life. I hate to say it, no, but whatever happened with him, I mean, he gonna have to go with God, put his hand in God's hand, and see what happened. But I mean, you're gonna have to be responsible for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he fucked up, bro.
Yeah,
he ain't giving out no comments. He hadn't. He hadn't given out any comments. But he had to be in contact with the family to, you know what I'm saying, apologize or something, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know if they just say he can't or what, can't talk to him or what, but I don't know.
Shit, his lawyer's probably saying, don't say nothing.
Don't say, yeah, probably so. Don't say nothing. Don't dig yourself in the deeper hole you already in. You're gonna fuck up.
My thing is, you couldn't wait 2 days for the Super Bowl, my guy? You celebrating right now?
You out. And then y'all lost. So you out. Getting fucked up. I don't know, bro. But hey, let's talk about who got they ass whipped.
Something better than that, yeah, definitely.
I ain't gonna lie, but I couldn't wait to talk about this shit. This probably the worst.
We'll talk about it then.
This is probably the worst ass whooping I've ever seen. So Arroyo Valley.
I said you seen a lot of them, experienced a lot of them. So you would know.
Go on, yeah. All right, so Arroyo Valley high school girls basketball coach got suspended for 2 games, right? So let me tell you about this. So they team raw now. Now they just won 4 straight games. And they done beat their opponent by 70 points.
Right.
they playing in a school called Bloomington High, who had just lost. They just lost a game by 91 points.
What?
Yeah, early in the season, right? So these two meet up. Tell me why they beat these motherfuckers 161-2.
Shut up.
Bruh, it was 104-1 at halftime. The coach didn't even play any more starters after halftime. The rest was whoever he had on the bench. You know what I'm saying?
You wanna play?
They go in there and drop 50 something points. And his team is just raw, but I mean when he talked to the reporters and stuff, he just said the game got away from him. He wasn't trying to, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't trying to
run it up.
Yeah. And you know what? It's crazy because the other coach, I think it's his name was Coach Chung or something like that. He said he trying to say that the man know what he was doing. My thing is, if they beating people by 70 points and he just tells the girls, go out there and hoop, they really just hooping. I mean, I think he just lost track of the game. You know what I'm saying? He just happened to look up at the score at one point. He's like, God damn, we almost got 200
points. First of all, them girls, they don't need to play. They don't even deserve to have a team no more.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers need to go through intramurals. This is the rap.
Yeah. Oh, and this, I'm sorry, this, it's in Southern California, the school. Both of these
people. It sound like it will be.
Bruh, so to tell you, his team is raw, bro. So his first game, that he back coaching now, but his first game where he was suspended from, they went and beat some motherfuckers 80-19.
Wow.
He pretty much said, go out there. It's like he pretty much said, hey, y'all, just go out there and do what y'all do.
Who are they playing? Who was that?
I don't know. They didn't even give the name of that team. They beat 80-19, bro.
But they got, of course, they're children. You don't want to embarrass them like that. But they, okay, you can't outlive that stigma. But all I'm saying is, why they don't move this team up or something? Because it's a problem, right?
It's bad, bro. They need to play like UCLA and fucking.
I ain't saying all that. What I am saying, because you went too damn far. What I'm saying is, you know, the classes. You know, you got in South Carolina, you know, they got 1A, 2, AA, AAA. It got a bit of a class they can go to. If they be
But it's messed up, though, because it all, you know, depends on how many people go to your school. So, I mean, they have to have, you'll have to run that up in order to move up in classes. So, for now, they're going to keep beating the fuck out of everybody and winning all the fucking championships. That shit ugly, boy. I said, fuck, what are you talking about? This ass whooping.
Well, they're children. You was excited about kids getting beat like that?
Getting their ass cut.
Shit.
They got their ass cut by kids. They like they got their ass cut by grown-ups.
I mean, of course. I mean, still. I mean, he's excited, though.
I was, man. I saw this because the headline is what gets you. Like, whoever wrote this headline, it's like.
Well, read the headline to me.
High school coach suspended. But
why the voice?
For team winning 100. I said 161. I got to read this article. Matter of fact, it was on ESPN. Matter of fact, yeah, it was on ESPN.
It was on ESPN.
ESPN, boy, I read that shit. God damn, it was at 100 points at halftime.
Wow. I mean, it is what it is, man. I don't want to talk about these kids getting beat the hell up like that.
So don't talk about them getting beat. Let's talk about the other team and how great they are.
No, let's talk about something else altogether. Like,
some black head coaching a team full of black girls and they ball up.
Well, you should have led with that then. Of course, excellence right there. That's top of food chain type thing. They just about all
a team full of white girls? That's dead.
Could have been. Could have been. If they playing like North Dakota. We said California.
No, yeah, it's California.
Dang.
You got to have at least.
I know at least one or two black girls on that team.
That's yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes.
At least one. Hey, well, I think that South Carolina got the coldest high school basketball player in the country, man.
No cap. She's like a sophomore this year. Her name Malaysia Fulwale. Play for Keenan.
Yeah, she balls out.
What? Walking bucket. That's an understatement.
Ball
like,
out.
She just played. The thing about her that I think is special is like the fearlessness she played with. Like, she just don't give a fuck. She's got that, I don't care, whoever it is, it's gonna get this work too. Like, okay. She don't care about who she playing. She's not gonna change what she's doing. She's cold.
Oh yeah, cold. Man. You know, shooters don't give a damn, bro.
She shoot, drive. It's, you gotta watch. I was seeing some highlights, bro. It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm very interested to see who's gonna recruit, who's been recruiting her and what she's gonna end up at. But she cold, bro. She's just a sophomore. She's number 3 in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
UConn?
I hope. They get everybody already.
They do, right?
Don better not let her leave South Carolina.
She bet not. I wonder what Don Staley's doing.
Her old girl from Carter Newman that be booming on them girls. I can't remember her name. That's my fault, but it's a girl. That's a female player that plays for Carter Newman. She be booming off the regular.
Bruh. Carter Newman has gone so... It's so... I don't know the word to use for it.
You struggling to find it again.
I'm going
to
just say black. It's a lot of black people there, boy.
That's how you really feel?
I'm proud.
Are you now?
I am very proud.
I don't know if
the Forest Acres, when they moved in from Forest Acres area, those white people say, you're not sending our kids over on that side of town. Fine with me.
But you know that their feeder school is down the street, St. Joe's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Polo. You know, that's Wildwood and all them. They go there.
But that's where their feeder school is. They just close to the school that feeds them.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't like they moved to a black neighborhood or something.
In a sense, you're right, but I know how they look at that side of town until you pass Polo Elementary School. You know what I'm saying? They look at that side like, oh, man. I said, because around the corner, it's black people with money who don't want to send their kids to Catholic school around the corner, so they just go right here to Carter Newman.
Put it like this. It's less than a mile away from Screaming Eagle.
Put it pretty like much, this. Yeah. But it is what it is. That's
crazy though, man. Things change. Keep moving them. Nothing stays the same. That's wild, bro. Very, very, very wild.
Yeah.
You got some more sports stuff for us, man?
I kind of do.
Okay. I don't want to tap the tank on you, man. You sound like you're losing a little steam over there.
Bro, I got some more stuff. I don't know if I want to talk about talk about this real quick. JJ Watt, he went to Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona, 2 years, 31 years.
That's a problem.
Guaranteed.
Hold on. You just bring 2 years, how much?
31 mil, 23 guaranteed.
Oh, okay.
You got a nice little contract there.
Man. Yeah, that's a nice little
check. They're building up. He back with, what's the name? He used to play for the Texans.
DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, they bet. Yeah, because I think he had posted, man, let's start. Let's finish what we started. So.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, so it was. So I guess they cool.
Yep.
Yo, I seen, I didn't even know his trial was still going on. Kevin Winslow the second? Did you
know that trial? Yeah.
He been out the league for a minute now, though.
I mean, yeah.
Because his dad played in the NFL too, right?
Yeah, his dad played for San Diego.
Yeah, and Kellen Winslow, he played for the Browns, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was just the Browns. Could have been a couple other teams, but he was his heyday was when he was with the Browns.
Oh, yeah, it was with the Browns. Because he was still young when he got in this damn trouble like a jackass.
That boy been hitting the streets, boy.
Yeah, raping these women and shit. I don't know if I got 14 years because.
The trial still going or it's over?
Nah, it's over. He got 14 years, man. He multiple rapes, sexual offenses against 5 different women. And I was just, I mean, nice. Like, while I was reading this article, you know, I remember Dan Sharper got in that same trouble too, jackass.
Dan Sharper.
Yeah, old safety. He played for Minnesota. He played for my team for me. He played for the Saints. Matter of fact, was he on the Saints that year they won the Super Bowl?
I think so. Yeah.
But, bro.
I know his shit was CTE. He was hitting motherfuckers too hard.
Yeah, bro. But I'm just
don't hit me like that.
Bro. You in the NFL, you making all this money, and you raping women? Bro, you
going to get this. Look at here.
It got to be something mental, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because you make, bro, you're in the NFL, you make all this money. Women going to practically, you go to all these different cities around the country. Women going to practically throw themselves at you, bro. It's I don't understand. I don't know. I don't get it. I guess I don't have that mindset that they have.
I mean, you just don't know what they came. Like you said, the right thing is mental. You don't know what they came through, how they came up. It might have been ugly or something like that. I mean, I didn't even know. None of this is like excuses, but you never know what their mindset is.
Exactly. I don't know what it is. I don't get it. Why you a mess somebody? Why you a mess somebody?
This y'all off the streets, like man.
Yeah, yeah.
This y'all off the streets, man. And hopefully, they just a rehabilitation. You just ain't sitting there. Getting worse, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he's a better person.
He's a violent offender, so most of you probably just be sitting in there looking at the fucking wall. Ain't gonna be able to do shit.
Well, you better hope they don't realize who he is. They gonna terrorize his ass for that.
Oh, bro, I'm gonna tell you already know. I used to work there. They know before you come in. They know when you get ready to come in. You like, how the fuck they know this? They watch TV. They know.
They got nothing but time. Shit.
Exactly. He knows exactly who he is. And he done been in there.
If I was him, I'd be screaming for that pink jumpsuit. Let me get that pink shit.
What? Right that's the first thing I'm doing. I go in there with some other dude. Lockdown, man.
Let me get that pink jumpsuit, bro. Punch, I ain't playing with you.
I'm about to punch one of these COs or something, bro. I'm going in the cell by myself. Bro, I'm saying, you in there for raping women, bro. Boy, they going to fuck you up. No, I ain't. No, you know what? No, they're not gonna fuck you up. They gonna fuck you.
Yeah. I didn't think we had to get that graphic, but yeah, that's what it's gonna get down to. My mama was a woman. You fucking women?
Yep. Oh, I got daughters out there. I done had to hustle and do what I had to do, and I done got locked up for that shit, and I can't see them. And you wanna do this shit? Bro, I'm telling you, bro, the boys don't play no game, boy.
Oh yeah, bro.
Because even though they locked up in jail, but it's a lot of niggas in there that have a lot of respect for women because a lot of them grew without a dad and just their mom in the house. They got a lot of respect for them, bro. So you better not come in there with that bullshit.
You're gonna run into a booty warrior.
What? The easy way
or the hard way? The choice is yours.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Said I like you and I want you.
Terrible.
When that motherfucker said booty was more important than water, I walked away.
Hey, that shit was terrible, bro.
Oh, man.
That shit was terrible.
I walked away.
Hey, remember he was talking about the pants sack and shit.
Oh, yeah. He broke it down, what that really mean and whatever it comes from.
Man, see, a lot of these little young niggas today, they ain't never seen that shit.
What was his name? Fleece Johnson?
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fake. Hey, bro. I got to talk about
they should put that. They should play that in classrooms. This for them motherfuckers too. Go ahead, man.
That's fucked up. No, you can't do that, bro.
Well, I signed off mine to go through. I need them to know.
Hey, you want to know? Hey, you want to know? So, hey, before I go over to the next topics and shit, hey, you want to know what's funny? Mm-hmm. This to me, this shit funny. When I work the intake. when they bring the inmates from jail to the prison, we got to search them and do all that shit. Man, why you going through, after you search everybody and we getting all the information in the computer and stuff before they get the haircuts and the showers and shit. So why they all sitting there like a drunk tank in front of a TV watching an anti-rape video? You ought to see the look on, you ought to see the grown ass, you ought to see the look on their face. They're like, oh my God. And it's,
What did I sign up
for? Yeah, because they, I mean, they could just tell you about the shit, but they made a video to kind of fuck your mind up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sitting there.
Like a documentary style.
Right.
Like
some motherfuckers on there talking about the shit. Oh my, that's trying to tell you what to do, what happened if you get raped. I was like,
oh wow.
Yeah, bro, because I'm sitting there in the window looking at the video like, goddamn, I'm glad I work here, boy. I ain't niggas. That shit was bad, boy. Oh, shit. God, that shit was terrible. Oh my God, man. Prison sucks, dog.
It's supposed to. It's supposed to be fun.
We got to move on, but I can't. I got to check. It's crazy, man. Cause nigga, bro, the motherfucker.
You was over there babysitting the motherfuckers for years, so.
What you mean, bro? Babies, that's all it is. Glorified babysitter. Bro, I just sitting in that bitch. Motherfucker, man, see, oh, man, why they do us like this?
Oh, they funny.
You in jail, bro. I don't know.
Not jail, you're in prison.
You ain't on vacation, bro. I don't know what to tell you, bro. He talking about looking at the food, and my man, he was like, yo, what we eating for lunch? My man said, man, it's mystery meat. Man, I said, the fuck is mystery meat? He's talking about, man, we get boxes of this meat, and we just put pork or beef seasoning.
Yeah.
Hey, I said, bro.
It could be whatever you want to be. That
it's
day.
Prison, bro. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. I don't know, bro.
That's why that motherfucker talking about he had dietary restrictions from the insurrection pissed me the fuck off.
That shit crazy, bro. Make that motherfucker eat that mystery meat, nigga. Fuck that.
This is part of the whole process. That's like going to HBCU and then not and being able to register your classes the first day. That shit don't happen. Part of the HBCU experience is knowing that you're going to be in class for a month or two and your ass ain't even in the class officially. Bruh. That's the experience. You can't just circumvent that part of it.
Exactly. Bro.
Come on.
These is just, I don't know. I don't get that shit.
Got to go out there, fight with the registrar, you know, sneak into class, borrow books, you know, take photocopies. It's the part of the experience. Come on, man. Eat that damn nasty ass biscuit meat too. He was really badass when you came up to that goddamn insurrection.
Prison?
Now you want to be a lamb.
Bruh. Prison is designed first and foremost for free labor, basically slaves again.
Mm-hmm.
But second of all, it's designed so you won't come the fuck back, jackass. It's not supposed to be a luxury. It's not supposed to be the Ritz-Carlton. Ritz-Carlton. It's not supposed to be fucking Ritz-Carlton, motherfucker. We don't want you to come back. We don't want your business.
Yeah. Ideally, yeah. But when you go back to some place where you come from that's worse than prison,
exactly,
with no kind of structure or resources,
that's
how the motherfuckers
that's why
back.
You're having some of them homeless people go out there acting for motherfucking food because they already know they about to eat three times a day and the AC and the heat jumping in that bitch. I'm going to say that's one thing about prison. You got a bed somewhere, sometimes South Carolina, one person sleeping on the floor because it's overcrowded, but you got somewhere to sleep. And it's got AC and heat. Cause I ain't gonna lie, that's one thing they do keep jumping in the prison. AC and the heat be pumping, but I ain't gonna lie, they don't slack on that. But other than that, nigga,
cause they don't pay that goddamn power bill. That's why run that shit all you want to run it up.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, you got
to
get off.
Yeah, that shit funny though. Now, I wanted to talk about the Netflix got that new Biggie documentary out. Biggie, I got a story to tell.
Oh, for real? I didn't even
see it. It was good, bro.
Mm.
And it's the reason why I like it so much is because his homeboy, I guess it's a spoiler alert, his homeboy, but no, you still need to watch it. Watch it though, because it's a lot of information. Because it's like an hour and 30 minutes, I think. His homeboy, Rock, D-Rock, something like that.
D-Rock.
He basically went and bought a video camera. And from the time when Biggie started doing like little shows and stuff like that, little spots, he just started recording every day. Recording when they was on the road with Puff before Puff got fired. And then he went and started Bad Boy. He got all that shit on videotape. I'm pretty sure it's more than what they showed in the hour and 30 minutes, but they showed enough to kind of keep your idea. And then it's something like he kind of like interviewing Biggie, talking to him, and he explaining just like songs off, you know, Randy the Don songs out there, and why certain stuff he said. Because, you know, I remember Randy the Don was, that shit was dark, boy. They just had suicides, you know what I'm saying? He just,
yeah.
He was like, that album basically was like an outcry for help. Like, I'm not ready to die, you know what I'm saying? But the person I used to be is about to, it's gonna be dead, he's gonna be gone. And I'm ready to start this new chapter in my life. He was ready to actually start, you know what I'm saying, getting in the studio all the time and get out the corner. Because, I mean, I guess I don't know if a lot of people know, he was still on the corner selling dope and then going to the studio and putting out them hits like that. But, you know what I'm saying, Father, when Puff was getting ready to do Bad Boy, he was like, hey, man, choose, you bro. Quit. You know what I'm saying? You got to choose. So, you know, of course, we everybody know he went the route. And that, no, man, the one part in there that I didn't know was why he changed his name to Notorious B.I.G. Because remember, Biggie Smalls.
Well, who was he before that?
Remember Biggie Smalls. He went by Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, but it was some other dude already had the name Biggie Smalls. And once he got big and started actually making, and this is how it go. He was able to use that Biggie Smalls name all while, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing little small shows and all that, but once he got big and started with Social Wars and all, remember he changed his name, Notorious B.I.G., and that's because it was already y'all there with the trademark and all that on that name, the Biggie Small was called. So he told Bad Boy he'll sue them for everything they got, because he was they had a video and he was in an interview with this lady and she called him Biggie Small. She said, "Oh, don't call me that." It's not a Notorious B.I.G. So you call me Notorious B.I.G. You can call me B.I.G. You can call me Big. But Big and Small is gone. Because you're not about to sue me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to get sued. I lose all my stuff. Okay. Yeah, but it kind of showed like the other side. Like, it showed the reason why. Just hustling so hard, man. He took care of everybody, all the Junior Mafia, all the family. He took care of all them boys. Family, everybody taken care of, man. Mm. Yeah, it was good, man.
That's what it's about. Yeah. I'm about to check that joint out for real, man. Thanks for putting me on today.
Mm-hmm. That joint was, man, it was good, yeah. It was great.
You know, I be on the Hulu, man.
Yeah, I know.
And I've been watching that shit. I've been watching that joint for a little second, man. Came across the show Hip Hop Uncovered. That shit fire.
Hip Hop Uncovered.
Yeah, Hip Hop Uncovered. It's like a series that was on FX, but I'm catching it on Hulu. But they got like Deb Antony, Big U, Haitian Jack, and Bimmy. All these are like people who were been around since hip hop started, but became like made their own way as becoming like, I guess, like a better word is. Moguls and stuff. Oh, and Trick from Detroit. Don't let me forget that. But they all like found their way, became like CEOs, managers, you know, had relationships with major artists. And it just show you like the inner workings of like the relationship between the actual streets and hip hop and how it started and what it was and like the transition to where it is right now. It's dope. I tell everybody to go watch it, man. It covered the whole gamut from like way when it first started with Sugar Hill Gang song coming out. They cover all their different backgrounds, everything like that. Like Haitian Jack, they had to film all his shit in Dominican Republic because he got deported. He ain't even allowed to be in the States no more. So,
dang.
It's good. It's,
that was crazy.
He even talked about his relationship with Tupac and Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fire, bro. It's fire. I ain't gonna really get too much spoiler information going into it too deep, but it's definitely worth checking out, man. If y'all need something to watch. You know?
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend that.
Oh, that's what's up, though. Bruh, we got to talk about, you already know, this Friday, Coming to America come out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I can't wait.
You got your dashiki? Right.
Oh, no, I don't have that. That's why I can't wait.
I got me a little Kente Kufi in a vest, really? I could put on on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I can't wait to do, man. Can't wait to podcast next week to talk about that shit. You know I want to talk about that shit. But
Well, yeah, I heard the rating is PG-13.
PG-13.
Got me a little worried. I'm a little scared.
I guess some of the celebrity people that got that early release of it, they said it made them feel good. They felt good about it. It was good. So that's cool. But yeah, I can't wait to see it, man. But I was laughing because Eddie Murphy and I seen it. Well, I guess not really laughing, but I don't know. It was kind of funny to me, but and I believe it too. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. It was on Jimmy Fallon. I was reading this on Yahoo Entertainment. They was on Jimmy Fallon, and they basically was telling him when they made the first Coming to America, like they wanted to be all black cast, no white people in it whatsoever. But Paramount told them, they was like, it's not gonna be able to happen. You can't have an all black cast. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
Bruh, I mean, it was the 80s, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
All white movies and shit.
Exactly. But, of course.
So that's how Louis ended up in the movie.
That's how Louis Anderson ended up in the movie. Arsenio Hall handpicked him because they gave him a list of white people that they thought should have been in the movie. And he was like, nah. Nope. And that time, Louis Anderson? He had this whole cartoon. He had a lot of shit going on around that time, the 80s, late 80s.
Oh, they talking about Bobby's World.
Yeah,
and shit.
So that's why.
After that came out, but
he was popping in. That's the only reason why I was sending it harder. That's the only reason why they chose him to be in that job. It didn't get a name. They didn't give out the names of the people that was on the list. I guess they didn't want to.
Of course not.
I don't know. I guess they ain't gonna throw no shade or nothing like that. But it is what it is, man. I just can't wait to see this one.
Definitely can't. Well, I know it's gonna be an event. Good or bad, a lot of people gonna be tuning into it. We'll have their takes on it and their reaction or something. We'll have to see. I can't wait to see what it's gonna hit.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be pretty straight.
It's gonna be on Amazon Prime.
I need that password too, my guy. Come on.
What's up?
Let me get it.
I'm going to have to throw in some passwords and see what it is. I can't remember that jump, man.
Don't worry about it.
It's 2021. You don't have to remember no passwords, phone numbers, and none of that shit no more. Everything is fingerless. Eye scan that, face scan that. Network that.
All right. But I'm figuring something out so I can watch it. I ain't trying to miss out. But speaking on that, man, I think it's time for us to move on to our King Convo. You brought up a good transition even from the world of Zamunda. Yeah. The Prince of Zamunda. King Convo this week, man. We'll talk about exes, bro. I think that's a good topic, man. Talk about exes. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what I mean by that, let me get more, I guess, get a little bit more descriptive. You know, how close or how much do you still talk to exes? Or if you have exes, are they just dating? You know what I'm saying? You have a relationship with your exes? Or are they just cut off? Don't know no more. Stop.
That shit easy, bro. Because I don't have that many exes because I ain't really date like that. Most of them are
soft. You wouldn't have. You was like a law. Like a little
Amish
boy.
Also, it was talking, bro. It ain't even know. And it was, hey, when it started talking, it wasn't no hard feelings. Peace out. It is what it is.
Right. Yeah. So anybody you used to talk to, you still talk to? Like
now? No. Hell no.
Oh, what?
Man, I ain't okay. All right.
Well, explain why you can't now.
Why I can't? Why not? There's no point.
Gucci.
What's the point? I ain't got shit to talk.
I might have kids the same age or something. I might run into them somewhere. Like, shit.
Yeah. I really don't go over there.
What that's like? Oh, my God.
I don't, man.
So, pre-pandemic, you want to go?
And some of them, it's like they not even here. So, they're not even in South Carolina. So, it's like.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not going to run into them. Yeah, but I don't talk to none of them. I really ain't got nothing to talk to. I ain't got nothing to talk to them about. Really.
Man.
Maybe should have thought this topic.
Nah, it's easy, bro. It's, I ain't got nothing to say to none of them. I mean, hope you're doing well. You know what I'm saying? I wish no bad on anybody.
Yeah. We done with you and your tummy.
Yeah, I mean,
no exes.
What? You're
done with you. Okay. So well, let me kick my feet up.
I'm just saying, no, but real talk. I've been a man for 11 years. It's like I have nothing to talk to them motherfuckers.
Hey, no other woman existed before your wife. We get it. You're great.
No, they definitely existed, but in a
I can't tell.
I can care less. I hope you're doing well. I'm not going to ask you. I mean, bro, it's not even like that. We're just like that, period. I mean, like, really, I don't talk to you every day like that. Well, fuck, man. Hey, have a happy life. You know what I'm saying?
Put it like that.
But go ahead, just get your take on it.
Yeah, because you ain't talking about
nothing. I ain't. I don't care about them.
Anyway, I have exes that I still talk to. I don't think I have an ex. Never mind. I got one ex. It's never going to happen. It's never going to work. We can't be friends no more. It just don't work. It don't fit. You know, square peg, round hole. But all the rest of them, we good. Like, I don't have issues with them. I hit them up on IG or I send them a text, happy birthday, what's going on, all the above. Like, I never had that issue when it came to my exes. Like, I try not to leave the situation on some messy divorce court / Mari shit. So I keep my shit clean. But I ain't gonna hold you. It'd be some exes that do get the glow up. I'd be like, damn, I kind of want to revisit that for just a second.
And that's why you're asking. Like a little that's night. Why you leave it like that, because you trying to revisit shit.
Hey, your boy, you know, I don't burn no bridges, guy. Oh,
man, you ain't supposed to burn a bridge with an old job, nigga. Not no ex.
You know what I'm saying? Can't burn up the bridge. I'm going to have to retreat. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I talked to him, you know. See how they doing? Catch up. Oh, that's what's up. Hey, how you doing? Okay. Oh, word. You good. Oh, okay. I see you on the gram. You're looking good, girl. You're looking good, girl. All right. You know, gotta give them that talk. That mouth piece. Shoot. I don't think it's no problem with being friends with your ex. Like, I ain't in no committed relationship, nothing like that. All my past experiences have been pretty dope with my exes now. I mean, I got a few that wouldn't fuck with me again like that on some dating shit. But they cool with me, you know what I'm saying? We chop it up all that in the third, man. I think it's fire to be cool with your friends and your exes. You know, you gotta become friends with your exes, man. Shoot. I got a job one time off of that shit.
That's what's up, bro. You ain't nothing wrong with talking to them.
Yeah. And again, what I'm trying to say, bro. Some of them, you look back, like I be scrolling through Facebook, through my feed, and I'm like, yeah, I'm glad that's over. Like, I can't believe I was talking to you, like. What? You know, some of them will be like, some of them like, I just need 30 minutes. That's it. You know, you want to kind of go back and get that whole thing, but I don't want the whole relationship. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that whole thing. I don't want the whole, nah. But I mean, I still remember why it didn't work. Yeah. You know?
That's why y'all are just leaving on, bro. Yeah. If it happened like every couple of years, like, hey, how you doing? Something like that.
All right. Cool. So you think if he was cool with exes, it would have some, it would mess up your, it would bring problems to your marriage or something like that?
It shouldn't, because it's a, like you said, you know, it's a reason why, like, man, that's the reason why we don't date no more. It's a reason why. I don't get it. Like, if we married, I told you to, you know what I'm saying? I told you to be my wife. You're my wife. It's gonna be nobody else. She's old news. I mean, if you pass them in the store or some bullshit like that, you know what I'm saying? Say what's up. Hey, how you doing? Keep it moving. I don't see.
No,
there ain't no problem with that, John.
I don't know though. What? Maybe it was something. What was something special about them? Like, they might have spoken to. Hey,
with this
whole war, a certain type of perfume, or they just got
it's
that.
What? Hold on,
ooh.
It's something about them. You're saying something about them now?
Yeah, they still got it. I mean, you don't just lose it. They still got it. It's like, come on now.
You don't be like, ooh.
Fuck no. Who's your goddamn ex? It's your ex. Well, it's your ex for a reason, bro.
Yeah, I guess.
You just want. Oh, you just want to take that chance and go out there on the limb, huh?
I'm a risk taker. Yeah. I'm a risk taker. I live with the seat of my pants. No, I could do that.
Nice.
I'll be over there like, ooh. What she doing over there?
And then guess what I know. And then guess what you be doing? Calling me, man, guess what this be? I'll be like, okay. What the fuck you thought was going to happen?
She over there looking good, bro. What the
then you hell? Go in and talk to the bitch. She and she's still on the same bullshit. Her ass is on 5-6 years ago when you used to talk to her.
Okay. Definitely. I'd be tight too, cause and they feeds on their social. They be over there. They cook now. You know what I'm saying? It look like they cook now. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
Come on, bro.
Do you remember Mrs. Doubtfire, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the first night he was Mrs. Doubtfire. He went to the house and he fucked the dinner up. What he did? He called that shit up. And then went and put it on the goddamn plate and shit and had the table all set up like he had to cook the shit. Man, that's how Facebook operates. 99.
So they be plating, bitch. So you try to tell me my exes be plating food,
boy, trying to bait y'all ass back in there, bitch. But that's cool, you know, it's all good. You grown up.
I'm saying they bathroom mirror be clean now. That's clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, they shining. I'm like, I'm gotta, why are you better now? Why are you trying to be better now?
It's all good, man. Just go ahead, go back. It might be different now.
Yeah, it could be, right? See, there you go. You don't never know.
Never know, dog.
Could be better this time. Could be better this time. Yeah. Nah, I don't.
Oh, shit. I mean, oh, for real, man. It might be different, man. Niggas. Some niggas do.
See, you don't give a fuck anyway. You like to laugh at me when I do this shit.
I'm just saying, man. Niggas do grow up, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
even the Rugrats grew up. So
they
did,
but you know, they're supposed to be bringing the Rugrats back.
All right. I didn't mean for you. Yeah,
my bad,
Red. What
are they
going to do?
I don't know, bro. They're doing a reboot.
They're doing a reboot live action. Bro, that's Girls 2 on the CW.
You a lie.
No, they're supposed to be like when they're in their early 20s and they're upset because they didn't have a childhood and they spent all their childhood fighting
shit, bro. No punk ass. Okay. Is that bringing back Johnny Bravo too?
I would, but I wouldn't bring it back.
JBDO.
That should be fine.
That nigga got no butt, bro. He used to be, trying to pimp so hard.
Do the monkey.
No, boy, no but. Man, he ain't get no play whatsoever, dog. They really used to be hating on my dog, yo. Real talk.
Yeah, they was hating on Johnny Bravo.
He had the slick hair. That nigga had the muscles. He was swole up, ready for your ass.
I like how every time he made his moves and strike his poses, he made noises. Like, he made his own sound effect.
He had sound effects with his shit.
Exactly, he made his own shit, bro.
Yeah, they was hating on my dog. That's all it was.
But see, Johnny Bravo, another motherfucker who would never not go back to an ex. You know what I'm saying? Leave no stone unturned.
That nigga Johnny Bravo holler at everything in the goddamn room. Hey, what the fuck?
Hey, little mama. He's dealing with that shit. Hey, little mama.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that shit was funny, man. Oh man, I had a great time tonight, dog. Hey,
definitely, my dude. Hey, you know, it is what it is, man. We hope y'all enjoyed it too. You know, just two homeboys over here chopping it up, talking about sports and shoot, whatever else comes to mind, as you can tell.
I'm definitely gonna say whatever comes to my mind.
Yeah, because you're random as fuck sometimes. We have a whole little structure list, and you just be wandering off like a little 3-year-old in a game.
Hey, man,
just wandering.
It's great content.
Like, Chuck, come
it's
here.
Great content. I need one of them book bags with the leashes on it sometimes, but it's all good.
You did. I was just about to say, we need a leash for your ass.
It's all good. Hey.
Chucky? Yep. Chucky, come back.
Hey. Anyway, it's your boy Chuck Two Nights, man. You can catch me Chuck Two Nights 86 on Instagram, Twitter. Yeah. whatever, Facebook. Holla at me.
Yeah, definitely. You on Twitch still, you said? Twitch.
Yeah, I got Twitch crazy. Little Call of Duty, man. You know what I'm saying? Cadillac Black. Niggas can't see me. They scared. I ain't worried about that shit.
Black is in the Cadillac, man.
Cadillac Black. It's scared to see me in the lobby, boy.
1v1 me,
bro. Yeah, okay. Wait on that shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, and I'm EA, man. I'm social media handle EACG32@gmail.com. Folks, give me EACG32. You know, I'm about to get an email and everything. Well, shit, at gmail.com. You have that. And EACG32 at Instagram. Just one thing, a little piece of information. You know, you can go to any of your podcast listening places. You know, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Google Podcasts. We everywhere, man.
We on all of it. Mars.
We everywhere. So, all we need you to do, we're on Spotify too. So just go to either any way you listen to podcasts and your music and everything like that. Like, comment, subscribe. We can use all the support that we get. You know, just trying to make this thing grow and get to more people, man. So go and hit up those places and look for Carolina Kings. Like I said, we everywhere. Himalaya, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. The list goes on and on and on and on. So